You're here. We're here. Let's do this podcast thing.
All right.
All right. Full hour of the show starts now.
I know there's a few people in this room who've at least tried this strategy to look good.
Oh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I'm talking about intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah. I do this every day.
Where you don't eat for a long time, like 13 to 14 hours, and then 1 p.m. rolls around, and you're like... I need a cinnamon roll, something, please.
Yeah. No. You feel so skinny, though, right before you eat.
You're like,
I have digested everything.
That is not the best of genes, but yeah, you're supposed to feel better.
Well, you're supposed to be, theoretically, but in practice, I mean, you have to suffer a little bit.
That's what I was saying.
But there's a new trend that's taking intermittent fasting and adding something with it.
Uh-oh. God.
Intermittent peeing.
Yeah.
Hold it for 15 hours.
Oh, wait. I cannot do that.
Are you just asking for a urinary tract infection? Like, what are you doing?
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's actually called intermittent speech fasting.
Oh, I like this. Jose, you already do the other one. Can we do this one, too?
It's where you avoid saying a word to anyone until noon. And that means totally silent, not even whispering or mumbling to yourself.
Oh, my God. I had a friend who went to a silent retreat.
What?
Yes. Yeah. For 7 days, you don't talk.
No.
Yes.
The idea obviously isn't new, but it's going viral right now because a European singer's been posting about it on her social media. And she says the reason she's doing it is to take care of her instrument. But there's also some actual science behind it. Because a study in 2005 linked prolonged periods of quietness with dramatically lower blood pressure.
Really?
And it can also help lower your level of the stress hormone cortisol. So you're less stressed if you stay quiet for long times.
I wonder I have high blood pressure. I don't ever shut up.
So if work wants you to do a morning meeting, you're like, sorry, I'm on a speech fast.
Yeah.
You don't even say it. You type it.
Oh, that's a good
Read
point.
Read the note, boss.
Good call, Jose. And then in mice, it's also been shown to promote brain growth.
Really?
As long as you tape their little mouths shut so they can't
talk. My brain's going to be big, but I can't tell everyone about it? Come on.
I want to know how the mice were talking before speech fasting, Jeff.
Unfortunately, we work in radio, so...
So our brains are going to get smaller.
It's kind of our job to talk and to shock each other with a dog shock collar.
Yay!
What we have to do. So, Jake, let us not be silent any longer and give us your question. Go ahead.
Did you know, counting Brooke, there's a total of 2,781 billionaires in the world right now?
Wow.
Their combined net worth is around $14.2 trillion.
It shouldn't exist.
When I first learned that piece of information, I cried for a solid 40 minutes. But then I discovered Forbes recently put out a list of the wealthiest billionaires in the entertainment industry.
All right.
And what better way to cheer ourselves up than to shine a spotlight on the richest people on Earth?
Yay, Brooke's friends.
During a special famous billionaires edition of... Plenty of 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, there's only 14 billionaires who have made their fortunes in the entertainment industry, and I'll break them down for you. Four of them are athletes, three are musicians, five are directors or creators of TV and movie franchises, one is a talk show host, and one got their start in reality TV. You got a piece of paper in front of you, break it all that down. The only one not from the U.S. is 62-year-old director Peter Jackson, director of The Lord of the Rings, with a net worth of $1.5 billion.
Dang.
Everyone else is American. So,
all right, Jay.
Let's start with the lady who's already slid into the DMs of all 14 billionaires. That's Alexis.
No replies yet. I'm pretty sure when this list came out, Taylor Swift just made it for the first time.
From one tour?
Yep.
Well, I think it's all this.
There were no tours before the last one. That was her first.
Taylor Swift is number 14 on my list, the very bottom.
I bet she walks out. This is my first concert.
Yeah.
I hope
it goes okay.
Taylor Swift has $1.1 billion. She made close to $200 million after taxes from her Eras tour.
Wow.
Next up is Brooke.
Oh, I got this on lock. Show me Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is... Correct.
Oh.
Jay-Z's number 5 on my list. He's hip-hop's first billionaire and sold parts of his alcohol empire over the last few years. Only one musician left on the board. Let's go to Jose.
I think I know the musician, so I'm going to stay on it, and I think it's Dr. Dre.
Oh, interesting.
Because of the beats, the headphones.
Dr. Dre did not make my list. I'm sorry, Jose.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You got to go the biggest TV person of all time who started their own network. Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Oprah Winfrey is number 4 on my list, Jeffrey. She takes the talk show host category, so that's completely off the board. Oprah, just like Jay-Z, $2.8 billion. Let's go over to Alexis.
So I'm looking at the reality TV star, and I'm thinking Kardashians. I'm thinking Kim out of all of them. Kylie's thing was to become, hers was a millionaire, right?
No.
That was fake.
No, she was on the billionaire page. All right.
Are you sure it's not Chun Li from Pawn Stars?
But I'm going to stick with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Kim Kardashian is number 6 on my list. Oh, she's a reality TV star, $1.7 billion. Her shapewear line Skims, which I'm currently wearing right now, and that company's valued around $4 billion by itself.
I'm actually wearing a bra and underwear right now for Skims.
One up me again, Brooke.
Yeah.
All right, so we have talk show host off the board, reality TV star off the board. We're back to Brooke.
Okay, I'm going to say Rihanna.
Brooke said Rihanna.
Yeah.
Number 9 on my list of 14, $1.4 billion. All the musicians are off the board.
Okay.
We have 4 athletes and 4 directors, creators left. Jeffrey, it's your turn.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Madea goes to jail.
Tyler Perry. He is a madman.
He's made so many movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, if he's not a billionaire, no one deserves to be.
Absolutely.
Give me Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, number 8. $1.4 billion over a 3-decade career. We're back to Alexis.
I'm going to go with Steph Curry, but I don't think he's on there.
Steph Curry.
Not
the other active athlete billionaire. Alexis, you're out. Brooke, any guesses?
Oh, my God. Let's do Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg, number 2. $4.8 billion. Jeffrey, your turn.
Okay, so there's an active athlete that's still on this list somewhere.
Athlete.
He's not necessarily American, but he's currently playing in America. Could you say Messi?
You could.
That's not
Would you like
it.
To?
Should I say it?
You know what? Screw you. I'm going with Messi.
Lionel Messi. Not on the list. I'm sorry. That means Brooke wins.
Yay!
The names you guys missed. Dick Wolf, the creator of Law & Order, was the creator and director.
What?
Tiger Woods.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the other athlete you guys did not guess was Magic Johnson.
Interesting.
Brooke got the most right, so she gets to choose the person who's going to sing today.
My fiercest competitor, let's go, Jeffrey.
All right.
Hey, I was close.
And I'm going to be singing Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. In New York.
A lot of billionaires.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made.
Made of diamonds.
Shot collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Laser stories in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But this just came out today. It's kind of interesting. It's a survey that asked 5,000 people in their 20s, are table manners changing with Gen Zers? And more than half of Gen Z, 60%, say traditional table manner rules are no longer relevant.
Like
what? You know what we're talking about.
Using the right spoon?
Yeah, then who cares about that?
They do get specific. 77% don't care if people put their elbows up on the table.
I don't anymore.
That's rude.
I don't understand why elbows are so rude.
Because elbows are gross.
Why, though?
It's one of those things.
Like, my elbow doesn't touch anything all day. It's like,
I don't
it's
see
definitely
that.
Cleaner than most of the hands at that
see
table.
It. Keep it below the table.
I've got very well moisturized
put your elbows down, Brooke. You're offending me
it
now.
It doesn't make any sense.
Put those things away.
Using it as a weapon
Why are you
now?
Trying to attack me with
You're
your elbows?
You're threatening us with elbows.
60% aren't bothered by which way people hold their knife and fork.
Don't even notice.
I bring this up constantly with our technical director, Ashton. Because
you guys talk about it?
All the time, because he holds his knife like he's going to stab someone.
Oh, yeah, that would
Have
be
you seen
you're
this?
Like a child. No.
It's horrifying.
I don't care what hand it's in, but don't hold it like a knife.
And finally,
more
than a third, we're talking 38%, say for them, they can use their phones at the dinner table for as long as they want, no matter what's going on, and other people can do the exact same.
There's a time. Like, you can check your phone, but you can't be on your phone.
I don't know. I don't even think you should check it.
I mean, I don't, but if somebody checks it, then it's like, oh, it's cool.
What if they check it with their elbows, Brooke? Then it's okay.
No, if I'm on your phone.
Tippity, type, type.
This survey all started because a lot of restaurant servers and managers have noticed a huge drop in manners now whenever they're having guests out.
But
the Gen Zers do have one thing that they are still bothered by if you do this at the table. 48% say chewing loudly is an ick.
Yeah. It is.
Close your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just tell them to turn up their freaking iPods then. I can literally hear them listening to their wellness
iPods?
Podcast.
How old are you?
Sorry, their AirPods.
Both of them.
Listen, you get your Discman going.
That's
and
right.
You just put that.
I'm trying to have a nice, quiet meal over here with my elbows off of the table.
Who's the old man in this room?
He's older than all of us.
It's called having class. Somebody has to.
You still can't explain why the elbows are offensive.
But something every generation agrees on is you should always start your morning with Laser Story.
Yes.
Turn it up on your iPod.
Yeah.
It's coming up right after this. It's the radio segment that just opened an exclusive orphanage reserved only for Chinese redheads.
What the heck? That's amazing.
Still looking for one.
Okay. Yeah.
But the 14,000 square foot building has all bedrooms available and ready.
Wow.
And the 70 hired staff can't wait to get started.
Are you waiting for a unicorn to walk in? Yeah.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser.
Yeah.
Those other follicle fanatics just don't. This first Laser Story is out of the United Kingdom.
Ooh. All right, then.
People have made dying wishes for others to attend or be banned from their funerals.
Oh, yeah.
But my dying wish is for Kim Kardashian to attend my funeral.
That's totally fair.
Yeah.
I actually didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of out of left field for me.
I just don't want her to let me down the last time.
I wouldn't have invited her.
This is a fascinating invite.
Okay.
A 68-year-old woman in Britain passed away recently.
Oh.
And her funeral was held last month. After everyone sat down for the service, the double doors opened up from the back.
Yeah.
And you'll never believe who showed up.
No way!
Wait, how do you know? Why are you so excited?
Because use your imagination, everybody. Come on.
No, it wasn't herself.
Oh.
It was the Grim Reaper.
What? That is so dark. Does she have the world's darkest humor?
I thought she was pulling a stunt or something.
The woman's dying wish was to have a friend show up to the funeral dressed as the Reaper and then point to people around the room saying, "You're next."
No! Stop. This is amazing, though.
We need this woman on our show. Oh, it's too late.
It's one of those things where it sounds good, but then when the actual event happens, what friend is going to follow through? You're going to be crying the whole time.
Yeah. My sister would be beside herself.
And it's not like this woman was 90. She was 68.
Yeah,
I mean, but
it was meant to be funny, not terrifying.
Oh.
So the family did have to pre-warn everyone.
Oh, that's good.
By putting a tiny note in their program for everyone to see.
Imagine the kids that don't know. They'd be screaming.
Well, as you can imagine, not everybody read the program.
Right.
So some people were completely stunned.
Oh, no.
And they left because of it.
Oh.
They probably thought someone was like pranking the ceremony.
Or they thought it was the real Grim Reaper, and they're like, I have to get out of here. The woman's daughter told the BBC, quote, "My mom would be absolutely loving the attention her funeral is getting now. It just showcases her personality and quirky sense of humor."
Do you remember the story a long time ago about the woman whose dying wish was to have someone in a trench coat stand in the back of their funeral?
Like
a mystery person? I think about that person often.
Let's go to your next Laser Story out of Sacramento. A UPS driver walked up to a house the other day, made his way onto the porch to get to the front door. The porch was pretty much empty, except for the welcome mat and one lone trash bag off to the side.
Okay.
But when the driver dropped off the package, shockingly, the Ring doorbell recorded the trash bag sliding over to it, then grabbing it and walking away.
Even the trash bags are stealing our packages now, Jeff?
Apparently. The homeowner, Omar Munoz, was in disbelief and shared the doorbell security footage of the thief waddling up to his porch underneath a tied garbage bag, then leaving after the drop-off.
Oh my gosh.
That is so extra to make that happen.
It's elaborate. Omar said he was angry at first, then he thought maybe it was a prank, but now he just finds it funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds silly.
He went through a lot of emotions with that trash bag, didn't he?
He says he's not filing a police report because the police have more important things to do, and it just isn't worth the hassle. As for the package, apparently it really wasn't that valuable. It just contained a couple of phone chargers that cost $10.
Oh. Okay.
No,
so they're all going to go into the trash in about 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah. They were iPhones.
He just reordered them and has this to say to the thief, quote, "That was a good one." And he warns everybody out there to be on the lookout for moving trash bags.
Oh. All right.
Just kick it.
Kick a trash bag just to be safe.
That's right. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Vacay Central.
Yay.
If you ever wanted to know what it was like to vacation like James Bond, well, this could be your ticket, because Princess Cruises has a new $1 billion ship called the Sun Princess, and they're wondering what you think of its onboard casino.
That'd be fun.
Okay, so James Bond or someone with a gambling problem.
Yeah.
Really interested in this.
That's why they're offering one person and a guest to get all dressed up for an all-expenses-paid one-week cruise to test the casino and report back about your experience.
Oh, yeah! Dang. The thing that's scary about cruise casinos is, like, you can't get away that far.
It's well, why do you need away?
Because if you're losing and you try to take a break, you're going to keep coming back and losing money.
I see. You can't quit. Yeah. Can't walk away. I get it now. I thought you were trying to, like, pull one over and read some cards.
Like,
or...
I can see myself losing $100 on a slot and going, darn it, walking away for 30 minutes and being like, I can still hear the slot machine.
I can also see you sliding, like, a couple chips into your jacket pocket, though.
Yeah, for sure.
In addition to free food and drinks, you'll also get a $500 stipend to spend there, along with an additional $500 for a cruise allowance.
Party's here!
I put the $500 on roulette immediately.
Yeah.
Black, let's go. Oh, I lost it.
Yeah.
This casino sucks.
In exchange, they want you to rate the casino on a scale of 0 to 10 based on criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food and drinks, and customer service.
Are they prepared if they get a 0? I mean, do they really allow you to do that after they gave you all that free stuff?
Yeah, they'll burn down the $1 billion boat and start from scratch. You get a 0.
Well,
scratch
boat.
That one, Bob. Yeah. Didn't work out.
They also say if you happen to blow the entire $500 on your first night there, but you still want to gamble, that's kind of up to you.
Yeah, that's
good luck with that. You can apply from now through the end of the month. And to go, the link will be up on the Brooke and Jeffrey Insta stories. You do need to be able to take a cruise in October or November.
Okay. I do feel like your rating is going to be directly linked to how much money you win.
This next laser story is out of Celebrity Stories. Shaquille O'Neal won a gold medal at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he just shared a story about it on a podcast that's going viral.
Oh, really?
Wow.
About the Dream Team?
Apparently, before the gold medal game, the USA basketball coach told Shaq that another legendary center, David Robinson, he was going to be getting more playing time because it was probably going to be his last game.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
So Shaq was cool with that until he only ended up playing the last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh!
He was not okay with that. He says, quote, "I was so pissed off after the ceremony, I drove home in my uniform, and I threw the gosh darn gold medal out the window on
I-75. No, Kapoya, he did not throw an Olympic gold medal out
Are
of the window.
Are you serious? What
Seriously.
A big baby.
He also claims he never went back for it, and as far as he knows, it's never been found.
Dude. Oh, my goodness.
Is the next premise for Indiana Jones. The hunt for Shaquille O'Neal's gold medal.
Yes.
The Shaq say he doesn't regret it, but because of the podcast, now amateur sleuths are trying to pinpoint on a map where Shaq's gold medal could be.
I also threw out 3 NBA championships. I had a bad day that week.
If you want to try and find it, you've got about 430 miles worth of searching ahead of you because he was driving home from Atlanta to Orlando where he lived at the time.
Okay.
That's a nice drive.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be the most scenic area.
Speaking of new mysteries, this guy just dropped his first detective book. It's called The Slow and Steady Sleuth, Adventures of Humper and His Assistant, Inspector Shelley.
No, they can find it.
So good. Available now on pre-order. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Over the millennia, humans have faced many rivals and enemies.
Mm.
Man versus saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, dang.
Man versus mosquito.
No, we're losing that battle.
Yes.
Just an FYI.
Man versus Capri Sun package.
Oh, you lost that one too.
Struggle continues.
Dang it.
But today, we're about to witness mankind's greatest enemy to date.
What is
the
it?
The epic, never-ending battle of man versus voicemail machine. Many have tried to leave a normal sounding message.
Yeah.
Many have failed.
It's impossible.
But who will be the answering machine's next victim?
Oh.
You're gonna hear when we play you the newest batch of messages from a brand new loser line. It's coming up right after this.
What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this.
Oh.
Let's say a weird guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Well, hey, sweetheart.
Oh.
I wish you were a computer.
Oh.
So I could select all on your clothes and hit delete.
Oh.
Of course, I'm going to use the shortcuts for that.
Yeah.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't ask him what it's like to be a real-life adult virgin. Instead, give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message. This is Becky from Hinge. I'm looking for Daniel. I'm glad we made this connection, and I'd like to get right down to it so that we can see if this is going to be a fit. I can meet tomorrow between 12:30 and 1:30 in the afternoon. I will be dressed professionally. I expect discretion, and you're to say you're a friend from out of town. Nothing more. No one is to know that we met online. Don't divulge any personal information about yourself, not even your name. There's to be no discussion of past relationships, politics, television shows, or movies. They're just all signs of weak minds. If these guidelines are acceptable to you, then I will see you tomorrow. If not, whatever, you'll no-show like all the rest.
Oh,
next
message.
Wow.
I was wondering, like, if that's who you're... I mean, that was a hire situation, right? Is that what
I was wondering if that's what Brooke's dates are like with her husband on anniversary night. Like, you will not make eye contact with me. No one will know we
are
together.
That's dirty talk. And her husband's like, well, I'm horny now. It's hot. It is our anniversary.
You really get him. You get him, Jose, and I like that about you.
Man, women in a position of power.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a turn on. You got to admit it.
It's so weird she doesn't have any clients. That was sexy.
Next message.
Hi, it's me. Remember you ran me over with your shopping cart the other day in the store and you promised you'd pay my medical bills? I just got back from the doctors and there's good news that they were able to save my big toenail. They glued it right back on. Thank God I saw it on the ground and picked it up or I'd have to grow a new one back, but I don't want you to feel too guilty about this, but you should be more careful. But anyway, the medical bill, it came out to $714, and the foot cream's an extra cost. So could you send me a money order or maybe go through your insurance? I don't know. It's up to you. Just let me know.
Next message.
Get out of here.
This guy wearing flip-flops in the Walmart or something?
Probably. Yeah.
Honestly,
that's true.
Do you know how many big toenails I've lost in my life? A lot. A lot, okay?
You wouldn't have saved it?
No, you just throw it away. You get to grow a new one. Your feet are amazing that way.
This
You're
guy
so
came into the,
needed.
He came into the clinic with a toenail on ice. Like, oh, God, please.
It's the only way I get rid of the toenail polish that I never take off.
Speaking of feet, you know who just got runner-up at the National Entertainment Awards for Best Tootsies in Terrestrial Radio?
Was it you?
It wasn't us.
Oh.
Well, we were hoping to get that. Instead, we just got the award for most classless TikTok channel.
Yes, we did.
And you should go there to see the top loser line of the week and a bunch of more lowbrow classless content that we throw up on there every single day.
Hey, we know our lane.
That's right.
Okay.
We'd be honored to have you be a part of our TikTok channel.
Aww.
Now let's get back to the clips.
Next message.
Hi, Ryan. This is Teresa. I cannot wait to see you again. But in the meantime, I just wanted to do something really intimate for us. And I know a lot of girls would send their nudes or whatever, but it's not the kind of gal I am. Mm. I'm a little different. So I made you a sculpture of my body. And I think that's a little more personal, honestly, than a picture. It's a one-of-a-kind piece of art, as well as an image of myself.
So if you text me back your address or whatever, I will overnight that to you. I think you will like what you see. Maybe at some point I could make us like a matching set, you know? Call me back.
Huh.
Next message.
To keep that in your house if that arrived.
Yeah.
A nude statue of somebody.
Right, I mean, in the entrance, I bet.
You think?
Yeah.
How big is it,
Not
though?
As discreet when you're talking to two girls at the same time.
Yeah.
A little line of sculptures. I'll check out my new girlfriend.
I hope she can do another one. Send one over to us.
Yeah.
I mean,
do Jeffrey like Michelangelo's David.
Yeah.
I love
that
it.
Big.
Next message. What's up, Marianne? It's You're about to take a ride on the train, because remember I mentioned I do the announcements on the train at the zoo.
Oh,
all aboard! Chugga 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 chugga. And let's see, what do we have up here on our left? Why, it's our first date this Friday at Chewy's. What a charming little booth I found near the window. And what a charming personality I brought along with me. Anyway, continuing on the Blaine train. Chugga, 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 chugga. Oh, what's here on the right? Oh, that's me picking up the check. And it looks like I got the 3 for $25 deal. What a prudent decision financially. Hmm, I must be pretty smart. Chugga, 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 chugga. Oh, what else? Oh, up here on the left, is that makeup point? Full speed ahead, I say. Chugga, 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 chugga. Oh, looks like your dad's hiding behind a bush. I'm totally kidding about the dad part. But I seriously would like to take you out. And, you know, if it goes well, I could get you half off passes to the zoo. So call back the b***ing train. Chugga, 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 chugga. Woo, woo! Next message.
Board the Blaine train, baby.
You know, I'd buy a ticket.
I love him.
Yeah.
Alexis, are you going to call dibs?
Only if I get it for free. Train ticket.
What if it lets you make an announcement, though, on the train?
It's a prudent financial decision.
He sold himself. Remember, listen to Loser Line regularly this time every week, and make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok page where you can hear our favorite Loser Line every single week right there. We're going to do a phone tap next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a woman who just moved into her new apartment, and she loves it.
Oh, that's so exciting. Good for her.
Just one problem. I don't think she read all the fine print in her lease agreement. Because even though it's technically her unit, she doesn't get to occupy it all the time.
Oh, what do you mean?
There's a little wrinkle in there, and you're going to hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, Penelope Marker.
Speaking. Who's this?
Hey, I'm calling from Apartments. I'm one of the supers here. My name's Wayne Dwops.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry we haven't met yet. I know I wasn't here when you moved in last week, but I heard Chad went over everything with you.
Chad, yes. Yes, he did.
So, just giving you a quick update. It'll probably be another hour and 15 minutes. Maybe an hour, depending on the bubble situation.
What?
Well, yeah, just make sure that you don't come home before you see the green sticker on your doorknob.
Oh. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah?
What are we talking about here?
You know, everything that Chad went over with you during the lease signing along with the bathroom agreement.
Huh? Bathroom agreement?
Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Wow. The same thing happened last week, and here
what?
It is happening again. Man, Chad has got to do a better job of explaining this stuff.
What do you mean, bathroom agreement?
Okay, so once you sign the lease for your apartment, you automatically got enrolled in an app that we do with a business called Bathmatch.
Bathmatch?
Right. And that's where whoever signs up that needs a bath pays us, and then we'll let them into your unit for a designated amount of time until they're done.
What?
I thought you knew this. I'm sorry.
That's insane.
No, it's Bathmatch.
Yeah, I heard that. Some random people are being let into my apartment to take a bath.
Well, it's only when you're at work or like on weekends if you're out running errands. You're never there.
Is this a freaking joke?
No, ma'am. No, I'm actually just surprised you didn't read that part of your lease when you signed
it. I would never, ever have signed a lease that says that anybody can just randomly come into my apartment?
Correction, it's not anybody. It's members of Bathmatch.
I don't care, Bathmatch. That's ridiculous.
Well, you signed it, so you've agreed.
It's ironclad
at this point.
You are not serious, and I will not stand for this.
I am serious.
Coming into my apartment without my express permission, and especially not to use my bathtub.
Well, they're not coming in. They're already in.
Wait, so you're telling me that somebody is in my bath right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't get all of their names, but the lead person under the reservation is Sebastian.
Are you telling me that there's multiple people that are going to be using my bathroom?
Well, it's not every time, but right now, yes, there's at least three, maybe four people in there. It's hard to tell.
Okay, you know what? I'm calling a lawyer right now.
Whoa, wait, a lawyer?
Yes, a lawyer.
You're sounding like a little bit upset right now.
Oh, a little bit upset? Of course I am.
Yep.
You're telling me there's a whole menagerie of people doing God knows what in my bathroom right now?
I don't know about a menagerie, but they are members of Bathmatch, so they're all verified.
What does that even mean?
They do have a check mark by their name, so that must count for something, right?
Oh, my God.
You can't just get those.
I don't even...
Hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Can you just wait for 1 second?
Hey, what's going on there? I'm smelling smoke.
Get him out of there.
I hope those are just candles.
What is happening?
Anyway, I'm sorry. Where were we?
You know what? I can't even remember what your name is right now, but I don't care what agreement I signed.
Just to answer your first question, my name is Wayne Dwops.
Who cares, Dwayne? I'm moving out.
It's not
out.
Dwayne. It's Wayne Dwops.
Wayne, I'm moving out. Wayne, you've lost the tenant.
But if you move out, you're going to have to forfeit your deposit.
I don't care.
Oh.
You're going to have to deal with my lawyer on that.
That's your choice, but on your way over here, do you think you could stop and grab some soap? Because from the sounds of it...
You're so gross.
At least that's what I'm hearing from your sister, Hazel. She's in with the group right now and says you guys need a new bar.
What?
Yeah.
How do you know my sister?
Well, Bathmatch. She's one of the verified members.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Talking about, she has nothing to do with this.
She does. She gets to bathe anywhere she wants and also do as many prank phone calls as she wants on the radio right now.
What?
Because my name is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh my
God. We're doing
God.
A phone tap on you.
What?
Your sister Hazel set you up.
Oh my God.
She said she's jealous of your new apartment and wanted to prank you.
How did you even come up with that? That was crazy.
You're saying you wouldn't want to have strangers come over and take a bath in your tub?
Oh, you know, it always has been a lifelong dream, but alas.
Oh, well, you should sign up for Bathmatch then.
Bathmatch? That is so dumb.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Alexis, if you meet a guy on a dating app and then block him, how should he read that? Does that mean that there's no chance? Or are you telling him, hey, try harder, stupid?
Pretty much no chance.
Yeah.
Ooh, harsh.
That's what blocking is, Jeff. What are you even...
Unless he catches the 5-minute window, I unblock him. You know.
Okay. You're second guessing.
Right.
I only ask because one of our listeners says the woman he was talking to blocked him almost immediately.
Oh.
But it was all part of her elaborate plan that she does to guys all the time.
Oh.
We'd never heard of something quite like this before. And honestly, I'm a little worried that once we air this, other women are going to start trying this.
I mean, it worked. He's hitting us up, right?
So that means it's a good thing, huh?
And unfortunately, men will fall for it, too.
Yeah.
They just will.
Is already doing this?
You're going to hear what it is in your brand new Second Date Update next.
Second Date Update.
We get a lot of requests for second dates on this show, and to pick which ones to do, we try to look at the emails for something that stands out.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether that's a cool date idea
or
a bad mistake that they know that they made that night.
Yeah, that'll get you on
the
show.
We always love those.
Yeah.
Or in today's case, somebody with a unique first name.
Oh, that's it?
Which is why we'll be talking to a guy who signed his message CAR, C-A-R. So, Carl,
that's kind of cool.
Welcome. Is that your given name?
Is it a misspelling?
No, actually, I was born with the name Carl, but it has two R's.
So, like a last name.
I was thinking it was going to be like short for Carson but or something.
I thought it was Carl.
Did you write it wrong in the email with only one R?
No. When I got to my 20s, I just dropped the second R because I just thought it would be quicker and more professional.
More professional. I mean, who would hire a car with two R's? All right, those people are jokes.
We sound very professional to us right now, dude.
Not car.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to call you by the short car name, I guess.
Just the one R.
I wanted to do more R's.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. To stick to what he wants. So tell us about the woman that you met. What's her name?
Her name is Charlene. I met her online.
Charlene.
What a pretty name.
Okay.
That's cool. Okay. How did you guys strike up a conversation?
So we connected over the app. She gave me her phone number, and we were texting. And within the first couple texts, she goes, "Hey, no offense, but I do this with every guy to see, you know, how committed they are. But I'm going to block you." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? Are you serious?" She says, "The only way to reach me after this is through my Venmo."
No.
What?
That's kind of smart.
I mean, that's a red flag to move on.
It is a red flag.
So the only way you can reach her is if you Venmo her like a buck and write something in the comments of it?
If she's only worth a dollar, Brooke, you don't want that kind of lady. She needs to require at least $20.
What?
I mean, she's really attractive. She was really cute. And I was like, whatever. Okay, fine. You know, I'll send her a dollar on Venmo just to talk to her.
Oh, my God.
Did you only send a dollar? She may find that insulting, friend.
Well, when it was done, it cost me $62 just to get a date.
You sent 62 $1 messages?
Why?
All right, so I Venmo'd her a dollar with a message that said, "Hey, it's Carr," and, you know, that allowed me to reach her, right? So fast forward 61 Venmo messages later.
Oh my God.
Which one was your self-esteem that went with it? You know?
I mean, whatever. It's just fun, dude. I thought it was funny. It's a bold move. You got to give her credit to work the system. Whatever, you know?
We're going to have to cut this second date update short. The only way to reach us now is through Venmo, by the way. So, if you want to keep going with this.
Cute when she does it, but it's not cute when we do it, huh?
Well, yeah, because I'm flirting with her. This is going somewhere. I'm not going.
Can flirt with us, bro.
But is she commenting on any of these Venmo payments, or you just keep going one after another?
Yeah, no, that's how we continue to talk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so did you actually turn this into a real date, or are we doing this all through Venmo messages?
Obviously, so she agrees to a date.
Okay.
So we went to, like, this college volleyball game. And frankly, the game was cheap, you know. I didn't have enough money for a nice dinner after that, right?
So wait.
He spent it all Venmoing her.
Was she okay with just a cheap date?
I mean, it seemed like it to me. It was pretty fun. We got to talk about our lives, you know. After the game, we stopped by, like, a Costco food court to get some hot dogs or whatever.
I don't think this is her jam already.
Yeah. Food court.
I mean,
Costco food is everybody's jam.
I know, but, like, she's reading as a woman who wants money. Like, she wants a rich guy. That's why the Venmo is there.
I'm
like,
not picking that up at all from her.
I don't really think so. Because you have to imagine every guy that takes this girl out is going to take her out to somewhere expensive or whatever. So I just figured I'd be different. I'd be the opposite of that.
Bro, you're right.
But you're on the phone with us, Carr.
Yeah.
Oh, she's right now.
I mean, how did that date end, or what's happened since then?
Well, on the date, she said this is definitely different than the type of date that she normally goes on. I thought it was a good thing.
Okay. The way she delivered it was like, this is different, like in a positive tone?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, that's how I took it.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, but clearly now she's not responding anymore, not even to my Venmo messages, and I sent her like $10 on the last one.
What? Oh, you're upping the dollar amount now?
Okay. Oh, can you see her history? Can you see how many other men are Venmoing
her? I just
said
on private.
No, it said on private.
I bet there'd be much.
God, I want to follow her Venmo so bad. I wish you could do that.
Brooke, send her a dollar. I'm sure she'll talk to you.
Just thirsty dudes all over the place.
I wonder if she'll even answer the phone when we try and call her here, because she seems really picky about who she talks to.
We have no money either.
So why do you want to talk? Why? Why do you want to see her again?
She's hot, man.
She's super hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's one of these.
It's the answer to every why question for a dude.
Yeah, we're so dumb.
I think that there's some depth in some men, Jeffrey, every once in a while.
Anyway,
we're going to try and give Charlene a call here. Luckily, we're not blocked yet.
If we want to get blocked, I'm really good at this.
I bet.
Well, I'm sure by the end of the call we will be, but let's come back. We'll try and get you a second date update with her right after this. Just hold on.
Second date update.
Well, today is a new one for second date, at least for us, because our listener, Carr, formerly spelled with two R's. Now it's just one R.
Yeah, that part doesn't really matter on the radio. Can't hear the difference there, Jeff.
It does matter for professional reasons. Okay. It's much more professional with just one R.
Yeah, that's spell out my last name, please. Yeah. Then.
But Bolaños? He matched with a woman named Charlene on a dating app. And once he got her number, she said, "So I do this with every guy, but I'm blocking you. And the only way to reach me now is through Venmo. Okay, bye."
And it worked.
It worked. What'd she get?
Carr gave her like $63 before they went on their first date.
Something like that. Initially, I said red flag. But now that I think more about it, maybe this is actually a huge green flag.
Oh, because she's such an entrepreneur?
Most guys don't want to date gold diggers. She clearly doesn't need any of his money because she's already got so much coming in.
From him.
And she was very upfront and clear with her communication about it, saying, "I do this to every guy."
That's true.
So Carr did this out of his own free will.
Actually, she is pretty open and honest.
Brooke, you seemed amused by this girl's strategy.
Just baffles me that men are okay with this. Like, all of you were like, "Oh, she's hot. That makes sense." And I'm like, what?
Yeah, the bar is very low for us.
Like, what happens to logic?
Yeah. Alexis, what do you think about her strategy?
Oh, no, it works. I'm just confused why he's wondering why she's not calling him back. I mean, it's obvious, right?
We all know,
What's obvious?
Money. Don't tell Jeff.
Women don't want money out of guys. Right, that's not a thing.
Yeah, I mean, women would never use it.
But if she already got the $63, why even go on a date with him? Do you know what I mean? Why waste her time?
Do you have any ideas on that, Carr? Any guesses of what she might say here?
I am looking forward to connecting and seeing what happens, but I really have no idea.
The real question, though, is can a good relationship happen when it starts from Venmo payments?
No.
Like, can you build something serious out of that?
No. I don't think
unless it's a business venture, I'm going to go with no.
Well, we're going to try and hopefully prove that wrong and get her to agree to a second date.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Jeff. Sorry, we're on board.
Because remember, that's the goal here, for true love to spark.
At least we know if they ever propose, he could just send her the dollar request with a little wedding ring on it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to call this girl. I'm going to dial her number right now. Hopefully she answers. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking to speak with Charlene. Ooh. Am I saying
this
that right?
Is she? May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, Charlene. I'm just shocked that she answered the phone, honestly.
Yeah, we're all kind of surprised that you answered because we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Who is this?
Yeah, we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey, and we're doing something called a second date update, trying to help out one of our listeners that you went on a date with recently named Carr.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
That was rough.
That's a good reaction.
You're either really religious or you're really fed up with him.
Yeah.
Clearly you remember him. We need to ask you, even before why you're not calling him back, we want to ask you about the Venmo thing.
Mm. Oh, my God. He told you about that?
Yes, of course he told us. He said he spent $63 just trying to get a date.
She laughs.
I mean, it's just like I told him. It's like a commitment thing because I have a lot of guys reach out to me, and I only want the ones who are serious. And Venmo is like the first hurdle.
So wait, this guy has $1,000. Does that mean he's serious about you?
Would you seem more desperate if they're willing to spend more?
That's true.
No, it's not about the money. It's about the inconvenience of just not being able to message on an app. You can message anybody on an app.
Oh.
Okay. You're trying to see how much effort they're willing to put in just to get on a date with you.
Right. It's about the effort. It's not about the money.
Why did you wait to $63 to answer him?
Yeah. And why didn't you send the money back?
I mean, no judgment if it's about the money, but it seems like you just need to lean into that part.
The women are calling you gold diggers subtly. You can't pick up on
that. I'm not against it, but just own it.
Let me tell you about the date that we went on, and you will realize that I'm not a gold digger.
Okay. He did tell us a little bit about it with the volleyball game and the Costco.
Okay, so he told you that. Yeah, it was fun. It was funny. I must say the Costco pizza was way better than I expected.
Wow.
Oh.
You know what?
Interesting.
I had you so wrong. I apologize.
I know.
It
I had
like
her.
You were like.
I had her pegged as a hot dog girl too.
No,
she went with the pizza. That is a shocking move in the food court.
I thought you were a chicken bake lady.
You yourself are saying that you had a better time than you thought. The food was better than you thought.
Yeah.
Car seemed really nice. Then why aren't you calling him back?
Well, I have a thing about etiquette and treating people around me better than I treat myself. And there was something that happened on the date that I just was not okay with. And it just really rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh, like,
that's interesting.
Bad etiquette?
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be important for him to know what it is so he can change his behavior?
Yeah, I don't know. We were at the Costco food court ordering our food, and there was the opportunity to tip, and he just didn't even, like...
Wait.
There's servers there?
No, you can order on your own. No. You don't work with a person.
I don't have a Costco membership, guys. I'm sorry I exposed
myself.
You do
it on a screen. You don't even work with a person. Yeah, they call it out later for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like like an area of screens, kind of like a self-checkout.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's convenient.
But you still, get your pizza from the counter, and there's a person there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they kind of just like throw it on the counter and then turn around, but
yeah. It's like when you're at a sports stadium, and they're like prepping everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much eye contact.
Right, but still.
Don't sell the Costco workers and all the hard work that they do.
I worked at a burger restaurant. I know what it's like. It's like a fast food counter. I mean, it's the same thing.
Your condemned burger restaurant doesn't hold a candle to the food court at a
How dare
Costco.
You?
Okay.
I know that that's true.
Bronco the cook was amazing.
Sorry, we're getting sidetracked here. So you found it rude that he didn't offer a tip to the person that gave you your pizza?
Yeah, I think that you should try to slip a $5 to any service worker. I just feel like it's the right thing to do, and it clearly didn't cross his mind.
I've never seen anyone tip in Costco.
Well, not at the rich Costco where you shop, I'm sure. Elitist Costco.
Diamond members only.
But okay, so that was it? That was like the deal breaker for you?
Yeah, I mean, I went back. I said I was going to go get more napkins, and I went back and gave the woman a $5 bill.
Aww. That was nice of you.
I mean, technically, it's his money you used to tip her.
From the Venmo, yeah.
That's a good point.
In a way, he did tip.
So, tip, you just made him.
There's clearly two sides to this story. We have Charlene's. Now we need to get Carr's, because I need to let you know, Charlene, he's been on the other line listening to this the entire time.
Hi.
Are you
serious? Yeah.
What?
That's how these work.
High.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
You need to hear it if it's something that's important to you.
Okay.
I mean.
Hi, Carr.
This is actually kind of a joke, right? Uh-oh. Because I always tip 20% on every check if there's a waiter. But this tipping culture is out of control now. Like, who's going to ask me for a tip next? My landlord for my rent? Like, what are we doing
here? That actually is a really good idea.
Yeah. I feel some animosity from you right now, and that.
Yeah, you know what it probably is because you have a guilt complex because you're taking money from men, and you don't like it when other people don't.
Wow.
This is getting deep.
That's why you're triggered by it.
Okay. Hey, Carr, we're trying to help you here to get another date.
No, I'm good. I don't need help. I'm good. I've heard enough. I'm good. Thanks.
Why does this make it? You're so angry.
You sound really triggered by it.
Because this is a joke. This is a joke. Like, she's actually a joke.
You're upset about this.
Oh, my God.
This is laughing.
What are you talking about?
Why
am I getting this strong response out of you?
Everyone, I'm out.
No, hold on.
We don't want it to get hostile on the phone.
No.
We're just trying to set up another date for the two of you.
Hey, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe somewhere where there's no tip needed.
No, like a Costco food court, perhaps?
No, how dare you?
I was kind of like sticking up for him, but that was.
Yeah. I know. You came in really, really harsh there.
But here's the thing. Nobody's going to hear your point when you just come in yelling, Carr.
That's
also
true.
There's no way that she's ever going to see your side that way, man.
Bro, I don't even think he's on the phone anymore.
Are
you still there, Carr?
God, I was wanting a tip from him.
Okay.
No, he's gone.
No. Oh, darn. But we just
wanting a tip? That's what Brooke just said.
We just provided the service for him, he says. If you provide a service, then he'll give you a tip. But he dined and dashed on our show.
What the heck?
Charlene, you're still there, right?
Oh, Charlene.
Yeah, I'm just kind of amazed at how much energy hostility.
Sorry about that.
Took a turn.
Charlene,
really
I apologize. I didn't think I was going to have your back by the end of this. So I love you now. Yeah. Jeez, you touched a bullet.
You're pro-tipping, though, right, Charlene?
Yeah.
Of course I'm pro-tipping.
You'll give us 30% tip on this phone call.
Yeah, she admitted it.
Well, it's free, so if you do 0 times 30, it's still 0.
We can count on you for that 0%, right?
We can count on you, right?
Yeah, I don't trust Brooke's math on that either. I think it's $100.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yikes, man. I'm still trying to figure that whole situation out.
That he got so mad?
He seems so offended about how tipping is getting out of control these days.
Yeah.
Although he was basically tipping her on Venmo in order to get a date.
That was the irony there. I'm like...
Look, sir, when you're tipping a woman just for conversation, you're the one who's making tipping out of control. Not the world.
But he would argue, let me be him, well, she's offering a service. I'm getting a reward every time I tip a dollar.
I can't even hear that. I mean, the anger part was so bizarre to me.
Yeah, it was like he was ready to snap.
He came on hot. So I'm glad that Carr peeled out on that one.
Oh, wow. That's a good, bad joke.
Honestly, I try to stand up for the listeners as much as possible on these segments, even when I look like an idiot for it. He would make it really, really difficult to defend him.
Oh, God, but I love you looking like an idiot, so maybe I'm sad that he's... Yeah. Dang it, Jeffrey.
Thanks for hanging up when you did, Carr. But if you want to get a little bit of help with your dating life, you can always email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Yeah, for free.
For free. Nope. We don't charge anything. How dumb are we?
No. We do take them.
Yeah, if you're willing to. But you can also check out our second date updates on your podcast, wherever you get yours, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Guys are always saying that women are so complicated. Mm-hmm. But there's actually a trick. Sometimes all you got to do is randomly sprinkle in a couple words you know they love to hear in the middle of your conversation.
I thought for sure you were just going to say listen.
No. No. Don't waste your time doing that. Just say stuff like Target.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. Don't work. Iced coffee.
Oh, you got me. You didn't need the sound effect. You had Alexis. I don't know why you added that in.
Or in Brooke's case, organic dirt-based deodorant.
Yeah. Oh, God, Brooke.
Do you need to be alone?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
The humidity just went up in the room after I said that. But our next segment is all about using the right romantic words as people confess their love on Craigslist.
In fact,
maybe you're going to hear one of your romantic trigger words when we read them in a brand new Misconnections.
I bet I have a fellow deodorant user on this.
Yeah. It's coming up right after this.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. Hmm. One is at Area 51, underneath the table where they're operating on the aliens.
No, Jeff.
So much free out of this world lube over there.
I thought for sure
you'd be hooking up with the alien. Okay.
Nah, Brooke, he wants alien lube, that's all.
They have rules against that for some reason. The other
is
on the pages of Craigslist.org.
Yay.
We comb that website top to bottom, front to back, to find the best misconnections that they have to offer. Like this first one, titled, Just Like the Dogs I Trap,
You
captured my heart.
Oh, no.
Man for woman 30s park.
Aw, question mark?
Tell me you're a dog catcher.
Oh, no.
Let's find out. He says, I was working my animal control job
for the city. Thank God.
Dealing with a pack of wild squirrels that took over a utility shed when I saw you.
Oh.
Are there any domestic squirrels?
Yeah.
<They all wild? laughs>
You were the brunette with a body that reminded me of the Jessica Rabbit poster I had in my room.
Childhood.
At the ripe age of 7.
Yeah. As a child, I was like, I have a crush on this cartoon.
I'll never forget the first words you said to me. Hey, guy, stop blanking staring at me.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. That's very Jessica Rabbit of her.
Yeah.
I guess I was.
Yeah.
So I went about my business.
Okay.
But saw you jogging by about an hour later.
What? Why are you still there?
You stopped, I thought, to apologize to me for earlier. Instead, you said you needed help because your car tire had a hole in it.
Uh-oh, now who comes crawling back, Jessica Rabbit?
She doesn't remember it's even the same guy.
Now, I don't know nothing about cars. I'm just an animal control guy.
Oh.
But I grew a pair of acorns and got to work.
Hey, attaboy, that's a... Good acorn reference there, too.
After 30 minutes, it turns out half a roll of duct tape and some styrofoam pieces taped over the hole didn't quite do the job.
Oh, darn it.
Sounds like an Alexis fix.
You then told me to get away from you as you reached for your phone to call a, quote, real man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, or the cops. I don't know.
Since our last interaction, I learned how to patch a tie from some doofuses on YouTube.
Let me
prove it to you in person.
Why do I feel like he's going around stabbing tires?
Yeah.
Let's go to your next misconnection titled, Your Love is Electric.
Aww.
Woman for Man 40s, convenience store parking lot.
Hmm.
I was the blonde with a fresh boob job driving the cheetah print Tesla.
Wow. That's I mean, they're always real high when you first get them done. They're kind of up in your chin a little bit.
You were two charging stations over in the orange Nissan Leaf.
Ooh, hey, electric car buddies.
A Tesla driver is looking at a Leaf guy?
They're all environmentally friendly.
I like it.
Judging by your adult braces, I knew you had money.
So, braces are expensive, yo.
Judging by his car, I think you're wrong.
I put my flirt game into high gear and asked you if you could help me locate my charging port.
Oh. Let me guess, he did not get the innuendo.
Yeah.
You said, sure. And as you walked over to me, I giggled and jiggled.
Oh. Hey, nice.
I tried to make some small talk about how Elon Musk doesn't believe we landed on the moon.
No.
You told me he's probably an alien.
Oh, well, maybe you guys are meant for each other.
Yeah.
I can't remember laughing so hard in all my life. Oh. You're so funny.
That was it out of everything in life?
Why is she still laughing?
Like literally everything.
After you plugged my port, I asked if you knew how to use any other electric toys.
Yeah.
This guy's so confused,
and
I bet.
He's like, no, I don't. I got a drill at home.
Yeah.
You said you had a remote control car as a kid.
Hey. Okay.
And then I told you that's not what I was talking about. Yeah. Then you commented that your nephew bought a drone last year.
Oh, maybe that's what she's referring to.
Again, he really doesn't get it,
didn't
guys.
Didn't quite get my vibe for electric toys. Uh-huh. You were lucky you walked back to your tiny car, because I was about to give you a tour of the inside of my Tesla.
Oh, wow. Wait, I also think she's not literal again.
If you see this, the tour is still available. Uh-oh. But only if you buy me sushi and a new dress first.
What?
Oh. Okay.
That's signed London.
Oh, yeah.
London.
This guy will never call her. Yeah,
he has no idea.
Yeah.
His next Miss Connection is titled Help Needed on Isle Love.
What? That's not an aisle. I like it, though. Let's
creative.
Go.
Man for Woman 50s Supply Store. A beautiful angel approached me as I was browsing the aisles of the Office Depot.
Oh.
Wow.
You were that angel, and you proved that you don't need makeup to make a neon red store uniform look good. Just long brown hair and massive cans.
Yeah, baby.
I was in the market for a new landline after my pit bull terrier ripped my old one out of the wall.
Oh!
Landline?
Dang, that's
Can
old
you
school.
Pick that up off the depot anymore?
Even your pit bull's like, bro, upgrade. Like, come on.
You recommended a Motorola with a 911 speed dial feature.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because you're old and you may need it.
I told you the only feature I need is your dad's number.
What?
So I can ask permission to marry you.
No.
Oh, Brooke loves this stuff.
Admit it, I got more game than Fortnite.
Oh, he knows what Fortnite is?
He's probably just heard of it.
Like, isn't that an old novel?
At one point, we flirted with each other. You asked me what else I was looking for, and I said, 5'1", good cook, knows the difference between a stroke and a heart attack.
Oh.
That is important.
So the 911 feature will come in handy.
After that, you walked away and called your manager to help me over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Seems like the ball is in your court, Martina Navratilova.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm waiting.
Wait a minute. Very dated tennis reference.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, her name's Martina. That's cool.
No, I was like, how do I know that?
40 love.
Oh, question mark. The love puns are killing.
And we started with aisle love. Tell him to stop.
We're all too turned on by John.
That was
your misconnections for the week.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooke, Fox.
Got a brand new player to the game today. Her name is Alicia. She works front desk at a dental office for the last 15 years, and she announced that she is going to be going to Disney World soon.
That's why we're playing the music.
Yay!
Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your favorite ride? What's the best ride?
Well, I haven't been to Disney World since I was really long time ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I always liked Magic Mountain at Disneyland.
Yeah, that's great. I heard that Disney World's the second happiest place on Earth and that the first is actually dentist's office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you already know. Yeah, come to the dentist, but you don't have to go to the dentist is what I like to say.
That's fun.
All right.
I wanted to play Mary Bang Kill with the Disney princes with you.
Uh-oh, okay.
The princes? But,
yeah, just
well, who are we choosing?
Who are you marrying?
Marrying, I would say Pocahontas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going princesses. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that, too. Sure. I'd marry Belle. That's just personal choice.
Okay, a little Beauty with the Beast.
Okay, who are you killing? Who are you taking
Jasmine,
out?
Bro.
Ariel.
Yeah. A little annoying.
I love it.
Was there a third?
And then you just
bang. Who's that choice?
Oh, we all bang Jafar, right? He's the bad boy.
The bad boy?
I was just going to say Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine.
Okay. Jasmine's who I'm married.
Yeah, I'd that too.
Don't you talk about my wife.
All right.
Get a little belly action.
Now we're in the mood for some trivia here. Perfect. Brooke is leaving the studio. Let's go over the rules. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat her outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this like Jasmine is listening. Good luck.
Okay.
Your time starts now. Today is tax day. What does the R in IRS stand for?
Revenue.
The sport cricket originated in which country?
England.
In 1995, what chain restaurant debuted their signature stuffed crust pizza?
Pizza Hut.
Snow and Fiddler are two types of what sea creature?
Pass.
What was the first flavor of Gatorade?
The ice blue.
Walla Walla isn't just a city, it's a type of what vegetable?
A Walla Walla? Pass.
Pass
hey,
on
but
that
you had
last
good pacing.
One.
She
I know, you came prepared.
I only know Walla Walla Prison. I don't know about that.
Oh, man, we can't tell Brooke.
Don't say anything. Don't
there's
say
a
anything.
Question where she said, all I know about is the prison.
That was hilarious. But, Alicia... We're just starting to get to know you because, like I said, you're new to the game. I see on my screen are your interests or concerts, and the last concert that you went to, your favorite last year, was Beyonce.
Oh, me too.
It sure was.
It was so good.
Till the day I die.
Dude, can't you wait for the new tour? Oh, my gosh, the Cowboy Carter tour?
I'm excited. I already got my cowgirl boots ready to go.
I am with you.
I bet it's going to be the most fashionable cowboy show ever.
It's an event. It's not just a show.
It really is
an event.
That's it. It's life-changing.
Well, it's a lot like the event that we do here on this show, Win Brooks Bucks.
Yeah.
Just as good as a Beyonce concert, some have said.
People line up.
No one said that.
A lot of people have said that. So, Brooke, are you ready to partake in the extravaganza?
You've never been to a Beyonce show, but yes.
Here we go. Yeah. Your time starts now. Today is tax day. What does the R in IRS stand for?
Revenue.
The sport cricket originated in which country?
India.
In 1995, what chain restaurant debuted their signature stuffed crust pizza?
Pizza Hut.
Snow and Fiddler are two types of what sea creature?
Seahorse.
What was the first flavor of Gatorade?
Red.
Walla Walla isn't just a city, it's a type of what vegetable?
Onion.
Who was the host of the TV show Kitchen Nightmares?
Ooh, Gordon Ramsay.
What character does Will Ferrell play in the movie Anchorman?
Oh, what's his name?
Three, two,
Ted Bundy.
One.
That's the wrong one.
Oh, God.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
That was Ron sequel, Burgundy. Brooke.
Yikes. Okay. Answers are in. Now we got to go over to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
Ted Bundy.
Wow, wow, wow. He's very nice.
Bolaños.
King of the castle. I have a chair. Alicia. You got two correct today.
Oh, yay!
You
I'll
got,
take it.
That's good. Questions in.
That's good.
And Brooke, you didn't go easy. You got five.
Of course.
Definitely didn't get that last one, though.
Yeah, Alicia. Brooke came on fire today. Let's go to the answers for everybody. Today is tax day. The R in IRS stands for revenue, Internal Revenue Service.
Mm-hmm.
Sport cricket originated in India back in 1725.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
it was
that's
adopted
old.
By England as like their favorite game. But
in 1995, Pizza Hut debuted their signature stuffed crust pizza.
So good.
Snow and Fiddler are two types of crabs. Snow crabs, Fiddler crabs.
That's right.
The first flavor of Gatorade was the yellow one, lemon lime flavor.
Everyone uses colors.
Yeah.
Like it was like she said blue, Brooke said red.
What did she say prisons to?
The next question.
Walla Walla isn't just a city, it's also a prison, and it is a type of onion. The host of the TV show Kitchen Nightmares is Gordon Ramsay, and Will Ferrell plays Ron Burgundy in the Anchorman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
So, Alicia. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to beat Brooke today, but just for playing, you are going to get a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown in his In the Air tour at T-Mobile Park on August 16th.
Look at that, girl.
Get your tickets to see multi-platinum country artist Kane Brown at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, I love it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
Did you have fun on your first time?
I sure did. I'll be back for more.
Okay.
You are really fun.
Yeah, Lisa, thank you so much. We'll be back to do Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.